the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody.
We live in extraordinary times. Of this there is no doubt. The word awakening is used over and over to describe this epic pace of advancing insights and understandings into how the universe works. It's led us into innovation and invention unlike anything mankind has ever known. Hi, I'm Adam T. Gardner. Over time, I've become a whole food, whole herb medicine man. I'm the visionary for America's Medicine Wheels and creator of the Human Accelerator website. And I see myself as being just like you, filled with wonders about this amazing age we're all in. The Second Genesis Awakening one-hour radio show is going to bring it all home. Expose how evolutionary our lives can become every day. Your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, mother, and intuitive facilitator, is going to take you on a journey into the lives of folks just like you and me, who saw what was possible and took actions that have accelerated our lives into a whole and new reality. It's a level that, well, even our most advanced scientific insights don't realize yet how our daily lives can have this genetic activation of a second Genesis awakening and birth. It's written within the very fabric of our spirits, woven into every cell in our flesh. It's a truth we always knew was there, as its mysterious way transforms so many of our open hearts. Now, here's your host, Deborah.
And welcome to Boston and worldwide, the Second Genesis Awakening. And I'm your host, Deborah Bruintout, and we are a part of the Sustainability, Regenerative, and Green Platform shows here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and we're coming live. So welcome to the show. It's really quite an epic, and yet, as I was just talking to our dear friend Bob, that is making this possible, our producer, you know, we've been doing this, he said, forever. We really have. We kind of know how to just keep on keeping, and I really like that. So that was a nice way to be greeted and to greet you. We are a part of the syndicated Boston-based internet station, and you just listen anytime, wherever you are, whether you're on your iPhone or Alexis or any phone, and you can listen with your Bluetooth. So I'm just making sure you know that you got all of those ways to listen today. So I wanted to begin this show. Adam will be coming on and joining me with sharing what we're doing staying home and through this quarantine, through this staying home phase. And the other day, we had been doing this for quite a few weeks, and it was funny because he looked at me and he says, you know, Deborah, I get to be in heaven every day because we get to stay home. We get to work and we get to be about things that we really love. And to hear that from him really made my day, staying home and being a part of going past fears and realizing, getting real with the reality of that I'm alive right now. And, you know, we are always doing some type of visualization and, of course, that's what we're here to talk about, is food as medicine, our organic way of living, our lifestyle, which both of us have lived, Adam T., for over 30 years, no animal products, no fish, no dairy, no eggs, and it's all an organic plant-based diet, and me now for 17 years, and neither one of us, and he keeps reminding me of this during these weeks. He says, you know, I don't think it's you've really got this yet, but I want you, as we're hearing the news and listening to everything that's coming on world with this worldwide pandemic with COVID-19, and he's saying, you know, Deborah, you really need to stop and think. And this is part of my journey, I'm thinking, okay? I really got to stop and think about that I haven't had the cold or a flu for almost a decade and a half. I mean, when you said it like that, a decade and a half? I'm like, I know you've had many decades of living this way without the cold or flu. But it took me back for a minute. And I was starting to feel people around me in my community and people that I'm very concerned about and that I love and the news that I've heard about their health. And I started to be with that. And then I realized, you know, this is pretty well the way we live. We really enjoy being home a lot. We do really enjoy getting the gardens ready and getting just doing things for one another and always eating out of the garden, eating fresh organic produce and being able to feel good. And so staying at home for us has been a lifestyle that we don't feel that compromised. And so I was thinking about compromised, how we become compromised and facing our fear and making a change. And I know that everyone has a strength. Everyone has a gift for one another. And so this is just something that so many people have asked me, well, how do you not eat sugar? And there are so many ways to have sugar and your appetite changes, which I've talked about for so long. But that is our journey, and it's a journey that we feel like we're not compromised at all with our life. But I was being with a lot that about how it is to face fears of death and dying, because that's really what we're seeing a lot for those that do watch and your YouTube or your national emergency stations and seeing the world. And that is very challenging to those we love. What are we doing with our families, those that we adore? It is really an amazing thing to stay positive. Well, I heard something very positive coming out of the governor of New York, Cuomo. And it was yesterday on April the 15th. And he said, you know, he really said, America, you really come forward, all the people in America. You really stood up and had the courage to just hunker down and to stay at home and to be cognizant that we're all in this together and that we are making a difference. And it is those with our family and our loved ones and our friends that we just keep a giggle or a smile and keep on keeping, because we've got this. We know how. And talking about foods to boost immunity, well, of course, an organic plant-based diet, we go over this all the time, but eating, you know, a low-fat plant-based diet may help give your immune system a boost. The immune system relies on white blood cells that produce antibodies to combat bacteria, virus, and other invaders. That gives me a lot of feel good. And I know for myself, as does Adam T. Gardner, that this is truth. Eating from a plant-based diet is productive. And we are a study. Our bodies are a study. So that's what I'm talking about. But then they have studies that they use that say that it's shown, it's a fact, that it strengthens the immune defenses. But we are already knowing that. And it really feels good to have that confidence for your spirit, body, mind, and soul that you know how to impair white blood cell functions that a high-fat diet may alter your gut. And the microbiota that is the aid of the immunity. Maintaining healthy weight can also benefit your immune system. Obesity has been linked to the increasing risk of influenza and other infections such as pneumonia. A plant-based diet is effective for weight loss. It is rich in fiber, which helps you feel without adding extra calories, so you feel full. You can have your fiber and your low BMI, which is linked to improved immunity. A plant-based diet has been so shown to reduce inflammatory biomarkers. Well, that inflammation, it goes down, your weight goes down, and it's filled with vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. And it just feels so good to know you're getting your vitamin C and your vitamin E that can boost your immune function, because many vegetables and fruits and other plant-based foods are also rich, just fortified in antioxidants that help reduce your stress. And that, I know when we call it the original Happy Meal, that when we eat the vitamins and the minerals, the beta-carotene, the vitamin E, vitamin D, which is in foods like fortified cereals and just wonderful milk supplements, no dairy, but give us from the nuts and the pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds and beans and legumes, and that's with the zinc minerals, and then sleep. Sleep is so incredible to rest and recharge. With sufficient amount of sleep, we increase our risk for developing very serious problems. So we're not compromised. And it starts right here with what we take into our hand and feed our bodies. No one can do it for us. So, and I'm just loving that we can be very happy and we can just know with all our hearts that we are doing that makes the body, the spirit, the mind, and the soul feel good. Well, right now, I have always done meditations, and I used to lead a group for Vision Quest for World Peace. And another way I know is that connection to the source of all living, which is that DNA, that strand of divine intelligence that is within us all. It is within, and that spirit, that vitamins for the spirit, and the way we talk to ourselves, and like walking in nature, and just being free and feeling that confidence. So I would like to go into, just for a little bit, and then we'll go out, but with chakra balancing for your chakras, for your energies, for anything that is maybe would give you a boost, just like the boost of vitamins and minerals and eating from the plant kingdom. There are so many ways to be mindful, walking in nature, doing things for yourself and for the ones you love that bring joy and celebration to your life, no matter what's going on. So if you will, please be, just take a very beautiful place inside of where you are and relax, if you will. And if you're driving, keep your eyes open and stay alert while you're listening to this meditation. And you can just focus on some of the thoughts. But for those that can, I would like you to, if you would like, to close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in and out. And in those breaths, as you breathe in, just breathe in the love and the light and the beauty and the grace of this beautiful world. We do live in a beautiful world. Breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in the love. Breathe in the beauty. And let go of all negative energy. Just let it go. Let it flow. And breathe in again the light. The peace that is possible now, right now, in this present moment. As you breathe, just relax and let go. Let go of any stress, anything a few minutes ago that you might have said or thought. This is your time. This is your moment to connect. Breathe in and breathe out and relax. And I would invite you to think of your chakras, your colors, their vortexes of pure divine light, pure divine love. And so you just breathe it in and breathe it out. And we're going to start at the base chakra, just a few hand spans up from your stomach. So we go down to your sacral chakra, which is a brilliant, gorgeous, vibrant chakra of red. And you just let it spin clockwise. And you just, whether you visualize it or feel it, or just know that it is your chakra, your base chakra, your sacred chakra, chakra. And as you see that, you open, you invite it to open. Open to feeling well and whole and all the creativity and the sacredness of all that you are, and with the foundation of this beautiful planet, Gaia. And you breathe in, and you go a few handspans up into the orange. Just right there, a little bit below your stomach, and it is also very creative. You invite it to open, spinning counterclockwise and releasing all negativity, every block or anything that is. And you don't even have to know what it is. You just spin it. Creativity flowing in. You're receiving it. You're thanking your angels, your guides, your most precious space within you. That space that is light, that you're created from. And now you move up just a few handstands to your stomach chakra, to your well-being, to, and in that is the green of life, life's force, the energy force that frees you and heals you and your digestion, and all that is possible in the miracle is opening to you. Miracles of health and well-being, and let it flow and be with it and relax as it just opens. And you receive the gifts of the higher frequencies and the octaves of your divine self, your pure divine love, and that which creates to the source that you're created of and from, and that your connection brings you peace. Peace be with you as you move up into that beautiful solar plexus where so much light. It's so beautiful, and it's right below your heart chakra, and it is so vibrant and so incredibly life force for healing. And it releases all negativity now. Let it go. Let it flow. And begin to just feel yourself relax into the well-being of you, the wellness of what you're intended to be and who you really are, in the magnificence of this moment, to take good care of yourself. Take good care of yourself. And that you can take care of those you love, and God bless you as you go three handstands up to your heart chakra, that beautiful heart chakra that is so vibrant. And there's some pink in that vibration, some pink with a green, emerald green. And in that pink is a divine love in your heart that is connected, and it is glorious, and it is beautiful, and it moves up. And then you go into your higher frequencies of the violet, beautiful purple and gold. And in this golden energy, you relax, and you find peace. And peace of the prosperity of vibration and a giving. You give and you receive as all your chakras are flowing into the magnificence of who you really are. And the well-being of your health. The well-being that you have this and that you know how to feed your body with the vibrant foods, with health, with wellness, with all the ways that you take good care of this gift that has been given to you by the great creation and the great creator that created you. And God bless you as you begin to open your eyes and just feel nourished. And the vibrant colors will be with you and bring you peace. And we're going to go out now. And this is Deborah. And I am taking you on a guided meditation on the second Genesis awakening. And I'll be right back.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. Just wanted to let you know we've got a wonder-filled curriculum put together. The website's a gathering place for what's called our We Community. We're working to build America's medicine wheels, where you'll be able to sample the most advanced regenerative medicine and lifestyles ever known. But you don't have to wait for us to finish the building in order to begin your adventure into insights and understandings that'll be at our completed cultural center near Zion National Park. You can join the We Community for free. We've got over a dozen videos to share about us, about life, about the possibility that mankind now has to live free of all sickness and disease. That's thehumanaccelerator.org. See you there. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief. It's finally here. this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life. For just over 200 years, mankind has been capable of accessing insights and understandings of how the universe works, unlike any other moment in man's history.
This age has brought unimaginable wonders into our lives. But what if there were a new way to learn? An evolutionary next step where we will actually
see, smell, taste, touch, and hear wonders we never knew existed until now.
Catch the Human Accelerator with Adam T. Gardner every Tuesday at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com, your internet choice for inspiration and vision.
We'll see you there.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome to the Second Genesis Awakening on Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Bruin-Tout, and we just went out with a chakra balancing for a different way of being in a meditation and clearing your energies and all the fears and reminding you who you really are and how colorful and how beautiful you truly are when we're releasing fears and negativity from our body. So, with that said, I like to eat the rainbow. And I was watching a show the other day on a news that was coming out of Virginia, North Fork, Virginia. And one of the, it was a local show, and one of the people on their local TV show was talking about how she loved to eat the rainbow. And I thought, I've got to watch this one because I love to eat the rainbow. Of course, eating the rainbow is the organic plant-based diet. And wonderful juices and wonderful, I love smoothies and just all eating the rainbow. So they had foods to boost your immune system. I'm like, boy, if they're saying that and doing that, it was really welcoming to my heart to see somebody on the news talking about that. And then I saw one on another one too. So It's delightful to see this message going out. Well, I wanted to talk about facing your fears with compassion, a little bit about that today. And as we're doing that, then Adam T. will be joining us in just a few minutes and talking a little bit about his upcoming thoughts. And a little bit of a show that he'll be putting together in the near future. So, you know, we all face fears, whether it's fear of failure, being alone, or making wrong choices, fear that can leave us feeling paralyzed and hopeless. It affects our relationships. It affects our decisions. It can compromise even the feeling of well-being and our chakras, and there's a spiritual code, and that spiritual code is also the way we eat, the way we take care of ourselves, and just not holding back. It's important. Fear is a health fear can be healthy. It keeps us safe. Most of our fears just hold us back, though. At some point, we have to face our fears, or they may end up hurting us, not compromising our lifestyle. Or it's just time to change and really face our fear. And that isn't that easy. Sometimes it seems like, how did they face that fear? But anybody who's gone through this, and all of us in America, you're facing your fears now. And we're up for this. You may have perfectly valid reasons for being afraid. From a past experience, it can leave you terrified. I know that. And on the other hand, sometimes we have no reason to feel afraid, but something that is a trigger, it might come up and it for no reason at all and be in a situation. In that case, that we are really afraid of is a certainty, uncertainty of the unknown. Well, if anything, right now, we're really feeling with this pandemic of 2020 that we've gone into with the COVID, it feels like a lot of uncertainty, a lot of chaos, and a lot of unknown. But that's when we take courage to face our fears, face your fears. After all, bravery isn't the absence of fear, but courage is the face of it. It takes fortitude and resolve. Two things you might want to have when you face your fears is mindfulness and compassion. Being gentle with yourself. Mindfulness is being present in addressing the things that scare you. I'm going to say that again because I don't think I can say it enough. I love the word mindfulness. Mindfulness is being present. It's a gift, and the gift is in the present moment. When we address things that scare us, that might scare you, that might scare me. And that means to stay safe with your experience. Staying safe is walking through it. No blundering without much thought. When you add compassion to face your fears, you can be kind to yourself and kind to others. And kind in the situation. You won't judge yourself for being afraid or wanting to quit. Compassion helps you to not respond with anger. In the end, having compassion for yourself will free you from harsh self-criticism. You have setbacks and failures. But if you have compassion, you won't need to defend it or let it define you. All you get to do is experience it. It's an experience. It's an emotion. It's energy. Let it move through you. And you be the experiencer of it. Oh, I'm in fear. Oh, and feel it. And call upon your beautiful presence that is in that divine heart of yours. And go to that and ask within yourself, within that part, which is your God self, that you are created by God. And you'll also learn that you aren't defined by your fears. Compassion lets you acknowledge your fears and allows you to feel afraid, sometimes without self-judgment. So when that happens, so much is possible. and you come through this, and you kind of look around, and you got so much that you keep on giving. Look at all the heroes, and you look at yourself, and all of our caregivers. I want to thank you with all our hearts to blessing others and being selfless in this time. And for all of us to look at ourselves and just say, you know, by doing this and by being aware and that we are all making a difference worldwide as this wave of compassion, this wave of self-love and love for others and that kindness, even though there are setbacks and failures and loss and this deep grief, good grief always lets us know that compassion helps us. It is the bridge to the other side. And you are that bridge. You become a bridge. You become a way through. And you look around and you see the miracle. That you are a miracle. Love's miracles. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Where love is present, there is always miracles. And so being present with what we eat, being present with the immunity boosters of our day and the reliance, the things that do not compromise us. By gaining weight, we're letting it go now. The obesity, all the things that we desire are now here in our lives. Foods to boost your immunity, it's already here. So know that you have it within you, the resilience. And you'll look back and you'll say, where did that come from? It's the courage to face your fears. And the bravery, always remember, isn't the absence of fear, but the courage in the face of it. It fortifies you. And fortitude and resolve, that's when you get real. For the times ahead, we're in them now. So I'm going to go out for just a few minutes, and I'm Deborah on the Second Genesis Radio Awakening, and I'm going to bring back someone I love and that has so much to share and that I've been being safe with here in our home. And so we'll be right back.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B-movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief, it's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org. and take the ride of your life. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over 3 decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com. Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. In an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine, I've discovered piercing insights into how the human body works in a harmonic, symbiotic relationship with the plant kingdom of life. This genetic and epigenetic dynamic gives us, each individual, the power to remove troubles from our bodies without harming or removing any organs. It's an evolutionary next step for mankind, ultimately leading into a human life free of sickness and disease. The details of this reality are in Book 2, called The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org for a copy, or amazon.com. That's The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration.
Welcome back. This is Deborah, and I'm with Adam T. Gardner now, and he's going to be sharing with you a little bit about what's happening, staying safe, and his perspective. And I've been talking all about the rainbow diet and immunity boosting, and he's going to be doing a show pretty soon. Is that right, Adam?
Yeah, that's right. I've been in this mode of wondering if our whole country's gone insane. And then I realized that, well, people don't really understand the nature of viruses, and they don't understand the nature of their own immunity. And, well, I guess that's why I wrote the two books. You know, I just wanted to share, but when it comes down to it, I found that, well, changing your diet toward a plant-based, organically grown kingdom of life is kind of a hard sell. That just amazes me. I call it the original happy meal. You know, we're looking for all these altered states of consciousness. And, man, I'll tell you, I've got the original happy meal and these surges of joy and bliss that make me a little, well, maybe a little ungrounded, but, you know, I still can go about my day's work. It's just, you know, walking around getting groceries or you know, getting a tire fixed because it blew out in a near-fatal accident. You know, it's like I still have this happy face, and people are everywhere just full of fear. And, you know, there's a way to live where you know without a doubt that you have an immunity that is just extraordinary, based on a knowledge and an experience of a science that is just beyond anything Western medicine can comprehend. And that's not arrogant. They're just not interested. They're not interested in the science of nutrition. And it's so much more than anything you can imagine. For instance, I've said this on previous shows, there's over 100 million fatty livers in America today. Now, what a fatty liver is a liver that's like 1.5 to 2 times or even larger its normal size. And the tissue, the liver itself, didn't swell and grow and get bigger. It's not that kind of a thing. It's a condition where animal fat has just, from the standard American diet, jammed up the liver till it can't process and can't process. And so it just starts to accumulate, and it builds up in the liver till it's like way overweight. And then it starts getting deposited, that same kind of animal cholesterol, they call it, starts building up hard plaque in the arteries. And, you know, so we have all these deaths happening in America, over 2 million deaths. It's just, we're going to find, I told Deborah, it's like, they don't know anything about this virus because they don't have any experience, but the bottom line is America is much more resilient than other places on the planet, and it's going to show. But there is a truth here of Mother Nature calling mankind to a level of what I call repentance. That, you know, this isn't a religious thing. It's a connection. We are all infinite beings, we're cosmic offspring of a living universe, is the way I put it. And we're here on this planet having a uniquely human experience. And the problem is, for hundreds or thousands of generations, thanks to modern science and Darwin's crazy theory of evolution, you know, we did not evolve from monkeys. We're an infinite race having a uniquely human experience, and we don't even know how to feed ourselves yet. Oh my goodness, this is the age.
Well, that's why we're here, to share our diet, our lifestyle, and how it does not compromise you in eating from the organic lifestyle. There's no compromise.
Yeah, that's what that word came up, that I said to Deborah this morning. Well, everybody's just compromising their immune system with their lifestyle. So with what they eat, what they drink, what they inhale. You know, we have this thing where everybody's saying these people are dying from from the coronavirus, and they're not. They're dying from pre-existing conditions. And it's just that the coronavirus makes them weak. And it's just one more, so to speak, straw that broke the camel's back. And so whatever conditions they had that have made them weak, that have made their immune system susceptible, well, then it's Mother Nature saying it's time to, you know, to go on to the next existence. And for those that can, you know, have the eyes to see, well, there's a way. And it's all through the plant kingdom. Deborah was sharing with me off the internet that there's this information starting to come out about how to build your immune system, and it's all plant-based. You know, we have supplement companies there's just a lot of supplement companies, and they make promises, and so much of what they share is just the same as Western medicine, and that's the knowledge that we have, they say, that you go ahead and eat and drink and inhale anything you want, and we'll fix you when you break down. And that's just not Mother Nature's way. We were never meant to be sick, never meant to be diseased, but the problem is we don't understand how to keep ourselves uncompromised in our diets and lifestyles. And now we get down to, well, what would motivate a person to make such a tremendous change? And the bottom line is that, if death is looking you in the face and you have the knowledge, would you make a change? We've had a lot of friends, well, when I say a lot, more than three, that, you know, came down with cancer and heart disease, and they ended up crossing over because they didn't want to change their diets. And that's just the way it goes.
Yes, and I just had a friend from the Navajo Nation that crossed from COVID just yesterday.
Yeah. That's you know, I tell people that I know that this virus is in the air. It's not like it has to even be transmitted from person to person.
Yes, from person to person. And I just wanted to say I was adopted Navajo, and that was my friend and my brother Daniel Small Canyon.
Yeah, the Navajo Nation has quite a problem going on there. See, they've got a lot of compromised situations, you know, obesity, heart disease, diabetes, pre-existing conditions that make them susceptible to Mother Nature putting out a virulent strain, and, you know, this is maybe the way Mother Nature works. You know, we overpopulate an area, and in the past they've starved to death, you know, and it's like nowadays we can ship wheat and rye and barley and corn all over the planet and save these historic races from they're starving to death because they overpopulated and can't supply their own foodstuffs. And anyway, it's quite an age we're in. And the next show coming up is going to be one of those where the human accelerator is going to say the old message again, just in a whole new same time, same place, different message. No, same message, different place, different time.
Yeah, the message is always the same. It is time to feed yourself and learn how and really take the plant-based challenge. So this is 2020. I didn't know it was going to look like this, but there we are still saying on our website, callinallangels.com, and the human accelerator. org, and we're giving you for 2020 the plant-based challenge. Wherever you're at, it will come to you in such a measure, and it gives you minerals, vitamins, and everything your body needs.
Yeah, you know, like we've shared in the two books, that fatty liver that over 100 million Americans have, you know, you can eliminate that naturally. The human body has been engineered, designed by Mother Nature to be able to cast that out of you painlessly over a two-day period, like a weekend, with some very simple, inexpensive ingredients. So lots of good things in the curriculum we put together.
Lots of good things. And we thank you so much, Adam Key, and you staying here together. And we're doing good, and our thoughts and all of our love in this show, in this greetings to you, and wherever you are, in whatever country, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And we'll be back in another month or so. And with, of course, Adam T. Gardner will be doing the Human Accelerator and sharing with you more of his insights. Make it a very beautiful week.
Join us next time as the second Genesis Awakening unfolds further mysteries into how our lives can be transformed through ancient insights and modern understandings of how the universe works upon us and within us.
Now remember, the show broadcasts every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com. at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, you can catch me on my website anytime. Callinallangels.com. I've written a number of songs, and they're available for download on my website. That's callinallangels.com.
The Second Genesis Awakening has been a production of thehumanaccelerator.org, your We Community, working to build America's medicine wheels.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.